Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni, a senior loan officer and reverse mortgage specialist at Silverleaf Mortgage, and I'm joined in the studio today by my husband, Bob Muni, who is also a senior loan officer and reverse mortgage specialist at Silverleaf. Bob, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a fun experience to talk to the folks.
It is. We have a lot of fun on this show. I enjoy it so much. And I get so many phone calls as a result of people who have listened and heard the stories of others whose lives have been changed by doing a reverse mortgage. And I encourage you to just call and get the information. It's no pressure and no obligation. And you owe it to yourself and your family to know your options. So let's start with what a reverse mortgage is, Bob.
A reverse mortgage is a government-insured program. Back in the mid-80s, Ronald Reagan's administration began exploring ways to help the growing senior population to access money for retirement. And it's still true that oftentimes the single largest asset people have is the wealth that they've accumulated in their home. People don't think of it that way. They term it equity, and somehow it's in a different bucket of funds that is somehow untouchable. But really, people all along their lives have been putting money away for retirement and putting the same kinds of dollars away into their home. And it's another resource of wealth. And so they decided to create this program that allows people to access the wealth that's in their home to do one of two things, or actually a combination of a lot of things, but in broad stroke, to pay off their current loan so that they can retire. Because, you know, people retire with a mortgage payment that often stretches their dollars, or there's not enough income to meet the outgo. So in order to help people retire, okay, we'll help you pay your mortgage off and you don't have to make payments. But also there are those folks that have no mortgage that could use income or assets. And so they allowed the program to access the wealth that's in your home, either in lump sum or monthly income coming in, another income stream. And then there's the combination of all of the above. In fact, I was talking to a lady who said, I've been working at such and such a store, I'm 78, and in order to retire, I've got to replace that $1,500 a month income, and I'd like to have some money for emergencies. So to kind of put a picture on it, we've looked at the situation to give her that $1,500 a month income from the wealth that's in her home and create a line of credit that she can access for emergency or travel or whatever. So that's the flavor of what a reverse mortgage is. And so it in very quick terms, in a regular mortgage, you pay into that mortgage every month. On a reverse mortgage, it's the exact opposite. Instead of you paying into the mortgage, the funds pay you. And that's why it's called reverse. So,
right. Well, that's a great explanation. You know, we come across every day people calling us and they have believed certain myths. I've had people on the phone and they're saying, but yeah, if I do a reverse mortgage, then I lose the title to the house or the bank owns my home. And that is simply not true. And so I'm happy to get that out over the airwaves, as well as in my conversations with people, that it's just a mortgage and nobody owns the home but the folks, and the bank doesn't even want their home.
Yeah, I was yesterday, we've talked about the seminars that I've been involved in over the last couple of weeks, and we had over 22 people at the seminar in Parker Library, and there was a professional in the senior industry who came up afterward and said, you know, I'm so glad you talked about the myths, because every one of them that you mentioned is something that I'd heard and thought was true.
Right.
And so it's not uncommon, even people that are seasoned professionals that in some respects should ought to know better, don't. And right. So let's dispel some of those myths, because they're often a stumbling block for people to seriously think about a reverse mortgage. And before we jump into the myths, I was just reading an article by Jamie Hopkins, who is an attorney who's also involved in financial planning. And there was an article in a national newspaper about reverse mortgages that was filled with half-truths and myths. And he went to great extent to rebut everything in that article and turn it over to the newspaper, and hopefully they'll print the truth. So there are so many debilitating myths out there that people grab hold of, and it becomes their truth when it's not the truth.
Right. And what's sad about that is that then people who could really benefit from this program, families that could benefit, don't even get the right information. And so then they struggle along and they don't get to maybe have that monthly income stream that could be really helpful, or the money for an emergency, or just to pay off their mortgage, which can be huge. You know, folks will have to continue to pay property taxes and insurance, but to eliminate the principal and interest payment to the mortgage company can be just such a change thing, you know, change agent there, you know, just the cash flow of an extra $500 or $800 a month or more. It just can ease the whole retirement scene. I was talking to a person that had very little money at the end of the month, you know, like $10 after all the bills were paid. And this person was in their 70s, early 70s, and looking at another 10, 20 years of living like that, pretty much hand to mouth, can't do anything fun. That's kind of a rough place to be. But by doing the reverse mortgage and paying off, making that, getting rid of the mortgage payment, there would be an extra $700 a month in that budget. And so that is the difference between just biding your time and spending 20 years not able to do anything and being able to enjoy retirement.
You know, there's only two ways to add more money, and that's either reduce your outgo or increase your income.
Right.
And a reverse mortgage allows you to potentially do both.
It does.
And so we just closed a loan for these folks that were looking and contemplating about retirement, but knew they couldn't do it with a $1,600 a month payment. So they did a reverse mortgage. They're in their early, middle 60s. They're not ready to retire. They still work and enjoy working. But in order to prepare for retirement, they got rid of that monthly payment and now have an additional $1,600 a month to squirrel away to pay, you know, to help build up some more reserves so that they can have a better retirement. So there's all kinds of great reasons that people choose to do a reverse mortgage.
That's right, Bob. So if this is making you curious at all, give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. I'm with Silver Leaf Mortgage. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. I'd love to talk with you and hear your story. We can run the numbers very quickly and see if this is something that would even work for you. And if it will, then we'll talk further and I'll get you the information that you need so that you can make an informed decision. And, you know, I often talk with the children. I talk with the attorney, the financial planner, the accountant, whomever it is that is needing to understand how it works. And so, as Bob said, even articles in national newspapers can get it wrong. So you really should speak to a professional who knows how it works.
And it's important to do so because you don't want to make decisions that could be potentially life-saving and life-improving based on misinformation. So you owe it to yourself to get the real scoop. And like we always say, our job is to educate, and then it's your determination whether it's a good fit or not. But at least give yourself the opportunity to find out what the real truth is. And just to highlight, we've said it a couple of times, but I sit on the board of the financial services professionals in the area, and it's amazing how people, even in the professions that should ought to know better, have come up and said, you know, I didn't know that, or I had this misconception, that misconception. So even your financial advisor may not be well informed. And you know, it's okay, but do find out what the truth is.
Right. Yeah, it's really like I am not a financial planner, so I would not know all of the ins and outs of that occupation. But likewise, the financial planner doesn't do reverse mortgages, so I wouldn't expect him or her to understand all the ins and outs of my occupation or my career. So it just makes sense. Basics about a reverse mortgage, the one that is most often used is called a HECM. That's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It's insured by the federal government, and at least one borrower needs to be 62. So one person on title needs to be at least 62 or older, and there can be a spouse who's younger or what have you, and that's fine. You should have substantial equity. We kind of throw the number out there of about 50%, but depending on your age, the age of the youngest borrower, it might be that you need 60% or even as little as 40%. So make the phone call and we can run the numbers and find out. A reverse mortgage can only be done on your primary residence, the place that you live, you call it home, and you'd be there maybe 6 months and one day out of the year. Now you can travel and in and out and nobody's counting, right? But that's how primary residence is defined. It can be a single family residence, 2 to 4 units, as long as you're living in one of the units, manufactured home, modular home, town home, hobby farm up to 25 acres, just a lot of, it meets a lot of needs for a lot of people, a lot of properties.
It does. And, the government has particularly made some very good changes over the last several years. I did my first reverse mortgage back in 2007, and it has gone through a very, very solid evolution to where I can wholeheartedly recommend it now. And it we've had a financial planner actually say, when he was asked, who doesn't this fit? And other than if you don't have enough equity, his answer was, unless you're going to be moving in a very short period of time, it fits just about everybody. There could be a good reason for just about everybody to use it.
That's right, Bob. There are those folks that are they're up against the wall. They're running out of money, as we've said before. But many of my clients are actually quite well off and have done the reverse mortgage because they understand the mechanism of what's called the line of credit. And that line of credit will grow, whatever the amount is where it starts, it's going to grow at about 5% a year compounding annually. That's guaranteed growth on a sort of retirement fund, one might term it. And that really is wonderful. The loan proceeds are not taxable by the government. So 401ks, IRAs, at some point there's taxes to be paid, but not so with a reverse mortgage. So the savvy person who's a little better off, who understands that longevity can occur and there's a need for funds, can put a reverse mortgage to work in their overall portfolio, their overall plan, in a very strategic way. And it can be very, very beneficial. Also, those who have pulled money out and been able to buy a second home, either to rent, to have a second home in Arizona to get away from the snow, or, many reasons, have built something in the mountains that the whole family can enjoy. But it's a wonderful thing. And when that couple passes away, they're leaving to their children, to their heirs, the house that was their primary residence and that second home. So two homes that are appreciating over time can be a real blessing to the heirs. And speaking of heirs, that's one of the myths, is that somehow if folks do a reverse mortgage, they're passing on some debt to the children or to the heirs. And that's just not true. This is a non-recourse loan. And that means that no one can come after the estate or the heirs for any money.
No, you can never owe more than the house is worth. And one of the things that I've been seeing that's kind of jumped out at me, and I hadn't really thought of it in these terms very frequently, but the reverse mortgage, and especially the line of credit and access to that, It's kind of like an equity insurance. And I was thinking back to the market crash in 07, 08, and into 09 and 10, and how many people were hurt because so much of their wealth, we experienced it in Florida. All of a sudden, our house was worth half of what it was. And there were places where homes were worth 10 cents on the dollar. And people that were counting on their wealth in their home were crushed. But with a reverse mortgage, people don't understand, and I would like to put out there, that the money that you receive from the reverse mortgage in the line of credit or as monthly income is guaranteed to be there, even if your house is worth zero. So if somebody is receiving monthly income, let's say $1,000 for the rest of their life, and they happen to live through, unfortunately, another downturn like we had a few years back, and all of a sudden their house is worth substantially less, they've got equity insurance because the government has guaranteed that they will receive that monthly income for the rest of their life, no matter how much their house is worth. And the same with the line of credit. If somebody took out a line of credit today, and because of their age and the value of their home, they had a $200,000 line of credit, that $200,000 is guaranteed for two things. One, it's always guaranteed that whatever is there is going to be there by the federal government, and it's guaranteed to grow. So every year, your line of credit increases. Today's rate is about 5%. So if you leave that line of credit at 200,000 dollars, and you're now 80, and that line of credit, instead of being 200,000, is between 500,000 and 600,000, just, you know, using some reasonable projections. Well, that is guaranteed to be there. That's the equity insurance. Let's say that the market crashes and now your house is only worth 300,000. You've got your equity insurance because the government has guaranteed that that whole line of credit is there regardless of what the house is worth. And I talked to some folks about that yesterday, and they said, you know, we'd never thought of it that way. That is really something important to think about, because people want to have, make sure that they're, you know, that they've got funds in the future. And a lot of times they're thinking, well, I'll wait till later. I don't need to do it right now. But if the market downturns, they're not going to have the opportunity.
It's true. Many people do reverse mortgages for lots of reasons, and you can even refinance your reverse mortgage that maybe you put in place a few years ago, even many years ago, depending on the value of your property and how much you owe, and for other reasons. So we worked with a client who had done a reverse mortgage many years ago. He is now 90. His daughter, who is 70, lives in the home with him. He wanted to add her to the reverse mortgage so that when he passes away, the home just smoothly goes to her and she's not going to have a mortgage payment and so on. And so we were able to do that for them, a father and a daughter. And it was a great thing, because now there's just that comfort and security of knowing that the 70-year-old can live there as long as she's alive and chooses to live there. The father feels much more comfortable with that. So it isn't always just a husband and wife, or a widow, widower, single person. Sometimes it is a father and a daughter, a brother and a sister, perhaps. So there are just lots of reasons why people do loans. Silverleaf Mortgage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. We're local here in Centennial at the Streets at South Glen. We invite you to come in and see us. And we've just been voted the best of the best by those readers of community newspapers from Colorado Community Media. So we really have a lot of experience. We're in the top, actually the statistics just came out this month, 42 is our ranking in the nation by volume, the amount of business that we're doing. So if you're working with someone other than Silverleaf Mortgage, I encourage you, give us a call. Very likely we can beat their offering to you, and we'll get the loan done more quickly than anyone. In fact, I just had one that closed in 12 business days.
That's remarkable.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, 16 calendar days, but it was only 12 business days, and we were able to close that loan. Also, we work with many times people who've been turned down by other lenders, or other lenders just couldn't get that loan closed. And so I invite you to give me a call, and we'll talk about it, because we have been able to close loans that other lenders can't close. And it's usually because of our expertise, because of the experience that we've had. We know how to deal with certain problems that are encountered. So give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni, 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. So let's tell a few stories, Bob, because that is the fun part of the show. A reverse mortgage changes people's lives.
I got a chance again, and I'm not sure if I've shared this here before or not, but it's always a great story that when people ask me what I do, I say I help people dance. And it always gets that look of, what do you mean? I thought you did reverse mortgages. And here's the story with that. That we were able to help. I was able to help this lady in her early 80s, who still had a substantial mortgage, was barely able to make her monthly payments and all the things, and was living a fairly, I don't want to say meager in a bad way, but when you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of margins. And so she was kind of tight in terms of what she could do and couldn't do. And when we got done at the closing, she literally got up and did a dance, saying, I feel so free. I don't have a monthly payment anymore. I have that extra money in my monthly budget. I can enjoy life a little bit more. And I've got all this money in the line of credit, and I can finally travel. And so she was just so happy that she got up and danced. And that has stuck with me. And so we help people dance.
That's right, we do. I was talking to a guy this week who is 74. And when we looked at his mortgage, his current regular mortgage, he's going to be paying his mortgage payment until he's 92. 92, that's a long time. And he laughed too. He said, yeah, that is a long time. So by looking at a reverse mortgage, we'll be able to pay that mortgage off for him, and he can be free of that obligation. You know, it's just a wonderful thing.
And we just closed another loan for this lady whose son had given me a call because she was getting ready to run out of her retirement accounts. And down to the last several tens of thousands. I mean, not at zero, but the end was right there.
You could see it coming.
You could see it coming, and said that we've got no other means, and she wants to stay in her house, and we don't have the means, and she doesn't have a payment, so she doesn't need a lot, but she needs more than she's got right there. So we did a reverse mortgage, had a substantial amount in her line of credit, and she can take a big, deep sigh and of relief, saying, okay, I now have not just a plan, but the resources in line to take care of me until ...
Right, right. And, you know, it's interesting. You said, I think it was her son that brought her into contact with you. I had a similar situation where a daughter saw my ad in the newspaper, cut it out, and brought it to her mom. And said, Mom, you know, you should look into this. And so that's how we kind of got together. And of course, her daughter was at the first meeting that we had just to get to know one another. And then when we signed the documents to begin the loan process. And in the end, it just was such a great move for this lady, because like your client, she was looking at the end of her retirement funds. And yet she was healthy and strong, planning to live a great many more years. And so she needed to be able to have this line of credit that was growing, that she knew would be there when she needed it. In her case, she also got money out at closing and was able to, I think it might have been do some car repair or whatever it was, but she couldn't have done it otherwise. And it was just so great. And what I really admire is that the kids are looking out for the parents. Good for them.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we've done a fair bit of business at Windsor Gardens. In fact, we hosted a golf tournament at Windsor Gardens recently.
That's right.
And it was so much fun to see some of the folks that we'd helped and get their big hugs and their smiles and their thank yous, and just to see the lightness in their step and the, you know, the smiles on their face. And that's why we do what we do. It's just amazing to help people to have a better life and provide solutions when they don't think there are any.
That's right. And that's a great thing. I have a client right now that they've been in their home probably 40 years, but they have decided that it isn't meeting their needs anymore. There are stairs. An older home often needs repair and upkeep and so on. Yeah. And of course, you got to shovel the snow and take care of the yard and so on. So they've decided what they're going to do is sell and use a reverse mortgage to purchase a home that's a ranch single level in a newer neighborhood and a newer home. In fact, I don't think they're getting new construction. This couple is not, but it's a newer house in a newer neighborhood. And it's so exciting because though they loved their house of 40 years, it wasn't meeting their needs. And now it's like having a new, fresh start and so wonderful, and no mortgage payment on that home that they're purchasing.
Sometimes right sizing is to a brand new house.
Right.
And you know, we've heard stories of folks that have gotten out of their home for 40 or 50 years and bought a brand new home the first time in their life and have no payments.
Right. And that's a wonderful thing too. And what a fun thing, you know, and some people want to move into neighborhoods or a type of community where they don't have to shovel snow. They don't have to take care of the yard. Maybe it's a townhome community. Maybe it's a condominium, but that is very liberating too. You want to travel, go visit the grandkids, just lock the door and go. Someone else will take care of all the rest of that.
And too often people think they're trapped in their home and have no options. Well, there are options, so please give a call because we can help you find those options.
That's right. And so just as I always say, you owe it to yourself and to your family to find out what those options are. Give me a call, Kathy Muni, Silverleaf Mortgage, 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. Reverse mortgages have come such a long way, and the lending limits and so on have made it so that under normal conditions, your heirs will always have equity in the home. And they can decide, of course, if they want to sell the home and get the equity, or perhaps they want to keep the home by refinancing the loan balance into their own name. I have a client right now whose son is in that position. We helped his father, and now we're going to be able to help the son. Thank you for listening. I've enjoyed this time. I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.